Welcome in, everybody. In today's episode, we will be discussing how essential oils play a role in our lives. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcast at the end of this episode. It's free and it would mean the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. So Sarah and I are bringing you this intimate episode, in my opinion, because we want to share a little bit more about how these essential oils play a role in our lives. And part of connecting with you is inviting you into our world, into our own space, and sharing with you how much it's impacted us on a day-to-day basis. And bringing this discussion to the forefront, it's our hope that this ignites a conversation within of how you use these oils and what you use these oils for, whether it's physical, emotional, everything in between. There's no wrong way, but it's really great to do that inner dialogue work and kind of assess, oh, wow, I actually do lean on wild orange when I'm feeling gloomy and I need an emotional pick-me-up. And I love the smell of an orange orchard in my living room. You know what I'm saying? So today, Sarah and I are holding space for this conversation, and we're really excited to take you along.
So, oh my gosh, I feel like it's such a big question. You know, how do essential oils play a role into my like daily life? Like, I feel like that's like huge. Because I mean, and we can take this topic in like a million different directions, right? We can take it into that personal wellness of taking care of our bodies, what we do, can go into our daily routines of like what I use on a regular basis. It can go into my bedroom and my intimate life, right? Like there's so many different places that I can go with this and the different roles that it plays in my life. But I think the overall theme would be how it's revolutionized my life on a day-to-day basis, because that's what really has happened. These oils have revolutionized and changed my life on such a profound level that I don't, like I said, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, my day-to-day life is so different from when I started using essential oils. And like, when I look back at all the things that have taken place, not only because of the essential oils, okay, not only because of like my health, not only because of my sleeping, not only because of like how I incorporate them in my physical world, then when we add the layer of emotional on top of that, and then let's add the layer of the revel of what the business actually has done for my life. Like, I feel like there's so many layers. I don't even know where to begin. Like, there are so many different roles that these essential oils have played in my life, and they have only propelled my life to being better.
So, okay. Yes, this is a heavy weighted question. Absolutely. Like I can't argue otherwise. There's so many ways that we could take this conversation. So maybe Sarah, if you were to take a snapshot of before oils Sarah and after oils Sarah, where could you show a picture of before oils Sarah and after oils Sarah? Just one scenario of how the essential oils have played their role in your life.
Oh, that's even more loaded, actually. In the hopes of it simplifying, I think it just became even more like heavier and loaded. Because I mean, like I said, they've affected every area of my life for the better. Okay, I'll paint you a little bit of a picture. I was struggling emotionally with not being able to get out of bed. I thought I was just tired all the time because I thought I had, you know, I was in had insomnia, yes, but that was a symptom of my emotional health being all completely out of whack. I had limiting beliefs. I had very much, I had deep emotional struggles, things that were weighing me down from the past, limiting beliefs. I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect now, but I'm saying I've come leaps and bounds and amazing, major, major leaps and bounds better than I was 13 years ago. Like huge, huge, huge. I don't even recognize the person I was because I had so many things that I have grown and learned and changed. And they are, yes, they are actually do. Like if you know, people are like, well, personal growth, does that really count? Yes, it does, in my opinion, because the personal growth and development have been encouraged because of a doTERRA business, because of mentors, because of coaching, because of all the different things in my life. And I've explored different avenues and different things educationally because some soils got me like kickstarted my desire for more knowledge. So I went back to school to learn more. Like there's so many different areas and aspects of my life. Like when I look back at who I was before, I don't recognize her. My life is so much more full and so much more better because I had these in my life.
Yeah, well, you don't identify as old Sarah. That's not who you are anymore. 13 years ago, Sarah is not the Sarah today. But what you're saying is that because of this modality, this precious, precious modality that you put into your life, you've been able to do the things that old Sarah wouldn't have been able to do to get to where Sarah is today. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, for sure. 100%. Like not even, I can't. I mean, would I have gotten there without essential oils? I think some aspects possibly. I mean, it's possible, right? Like there's some possible growth things that took place, but because essential oils were in my life to support me in ways that I didn't see before. Like I just can't see it. I can't see. There are some things where I'm like, okay, that's personality driven, or I would have probably developed in some ways these things, but I don't know. Really, truly, I really can't tell you. I don't, I think it's, I think back to that person I was before, and I'm like, that's kind of a shell. It's kind of the outside shell of who I am. But like, there's been so much work done on the inside, emotionally, physically, just in all different realms.
For me, the question how essential oils play a role in our life, I without a doubt know that I am truly a healthier version physically and emotionally because of doTERRA being a part of my life. The door of opportunity that I have been able to step through has given me the worthiness I was so desperately desiring and felt unworthy of. But let me call a spade here. Like, I did not believe I was worthy of all the abundance that this life gives us. I just wasn't. And walking through this door of this one major part of my life now, it has opened me up to influential and positive people in my life that has thus helped me learn and grow into a better person. And I am so not done growing and learning. However, I know I am on and connected to the right people to help me perform at a level that I would be scared to perform at otherwise. I feel like these essential oils have been able to give me the courage and stability to stand on my own two feet and do some of the hard work when it presents itself. Because Vicky before oils, it would have taken her a very long time to get to the same conclusion. So like just in like a time sense, I feel like I've been able to quantum leap the process and release of things that don't serve me. And I think Sarah can relate to that too. And from knowing her and being one of the closest people I have in my life, I can see with the story she shared with you and shared in private with me, like there's times that it's like, wow, I can't imagine you not having these tools and this and these essential oils and products to help you move through it. Like, man, it would just be even more of a struggle. And so I love that I get this gift of I get to have this gift of doTERRA. And I get to have the opportunity to use this as use this as part of my business and to share with all of my friends and all of my family and this beautiful community we have created together, my friend. Like none of this would have been possible if it wasn't for that moment in time where I was introduced and I took that leap of faith into the unknown. Of yeah, this th I'm gonna try this out. I'm so grateful because it has changed every avenue of my life. And did it happen all of a sudden and real quick? No, it didn't. But the beauty of it is that it has compounded over time. And with anything, it doesn't happen overnight. And I'm still learning these lessons because sometimes I wish that things would happen overnight. And they do not. However, the consistency and over time. So now, today, I am using, the powerful supplementation, the clean products, the clean essential oils that can shift vibration, can uplift my mood, can support me on a physical level. Whereas old Vicky would have gone straight to OTCs. And straight to things that have a laundry list of side effects that we don't even know about yet. However, over time, like I said, it's a compound effect. So much less worry, so much less concern, so much more life has been lived due to me opening that door and stepping through. And so I'm so grateful. And I hold so much gratitude and love for the opportunity that is for the taking for everyone, whether it's making simple switches, simple swaps, do it. You're worthy. Connect with whoever introduced you to this modality. Connect with Sarah, connect with myself. Let's get you going. When you are ready, we are here. To sharing the business aspect of the financial freedom that comes with doing a business with doTERRA. When you link arms and do doTERRA, you can provide a healer in every home. It's wonderful. Sarah, do you have anything? I know I just went on a tangent, but
No, I think that, like, I think it really does sum up, like, we are totally different human beings in our human experience because of what we've experienced through using essential oils on a physical level, using essential oils on an emotional level, using essential oils on a pathway to who we are to become, right? And then also the business aspect of it, of how we have grown and developed ourselves, grown and developed who we are, and our kind of our passion in life and our different mission in life of really finding that purpose and really connecting to that purpose of life. And I really think that as silly as it may sound, these oils have helped us connect to that purpose. and to find that purpose and that passion for life. And I feel like that from the bottom of my heart, like that is what has helped us to become who we are today and the different roles of these oils in our lives. So I love them, and I'm so grateful for the for my friend and my client and my mentors, but like for them to introducing me to these oils and to teaching me, and to like it's become more than just a, oh, this is a good idea. It's become a way of life. And I think that that is, you know, like I said, there's, I mean, we could talk about all day long. We could go for a, like, what do we use to support ourselves on a daily basis in a routine, right? Like, here's my routine. Here's what I use. Here's what I support my physical health. Here's what I do to support my emotional health. But the bottom line is, for me, they have revolutionized who I am and helped me to become a better person.
Beautifully said. Ditto. When you said the word revolutionized, I think you hit the nail on the head because it has revolutionized your life, my life, and honestly, everybody that we've introduced to essential oils and this way of life and way of living and incorporating it into their lifestyle, it's catching on like wildfire now. And I'm so excited that this has become more of a household conversation than it was 10 years ago. Let's continue the conversation. Let's continue growing and learning about, this beautiful opportunity that you can have for your overall wellness. Sarah, do you have a scoop of the day for our listeners?
I actually do. So I was thinking about this. I'm going to go with Citrus Bliss for a minute. Because Citrus Bliss was kind of my gateway oil. It kind of brought me into it. This is kind of what like was the catalyst that kind of sparked it all. So first of all, I'm going to give you what I put in my bath salts. And if you've heard my story, you know that it was all started with a bag of salts that I made at a as a make and take at a class, at my very first class. So we don't have elevation anymore, so I'm going to substitute that for you with cheer. So we're going to put that or adaptive. I'm not really sure. One or the other. You can choose. I'll let you choose. Let's go with adapt. I'm going to go with adaptive on this one. And when I give you the ratios, so I would say 4 drops of Citrus Bliss, 3 drops of adaptive slash cheer, whatever you want to use. I'm going with adaptive on this though, and 2 drops of geranium. That's literally what was in those bath salts. That's what began it. That's what started it all for me. That was what it was in my bath salts. But let's also say my other little thing that I want to tell you is for Citrus Bliss, to put Citrus Bliss with witch hazel and a little bit of distilled water and about six to 10 drops of Citrus Bliss in a small 2 ounce spray bottle and use that as a room spray.
That would be really nice. And so, Sarah, for the listeners that don't know why we would add witch hazel, why would you add witch hazel and not just essential oil in the water?
So witch hazel has a couple different properties. First of all, it helps the oil stay in the air longer. That's the first thing. But also, witch hazel is which when it gets onto the skin or whatever, if you use it onto your skin, it's very soothing to the skin. And so when you're spraying stuff, you want to have things in your air that are soothing to your skin. We don't want to have any kind of hormone disruptors or anything like that. So if this gets onto your skin, it's only going to hold it into your skin a little bit longer, but it also helps to hold it into the air a little bit longer. It's just something that really helps with the air.
Yeah, no, I remember someone told me, I don't know who it was, but think of it as encapsulating the essential oil droplet. It just so it's not absorbing and whatever the word is I'm trying to say and I can't think of right now, evaporating as quickly, it kind of like puts a bubble over it. So, like that oily membrane over a cell. So, yeah, thank you for explaining that for our listeners. The scoop of the day I have for you is my OG. You can't go wrong with this oil, wild orange. You just really, really can't go wrong. And it's also a low-priced essential oil for a lot of newbies that are, wanting to tap into this modality. Wild orange is a great one to gather up in your little toolkit and to begin with. When you're feeling dull, you have that lack of energy, you're feeling discouraged. Wild orange comes in as abundant as it is, and it brings that light, that joy, the fun. And so diffusing this essential oil in your space, powerful, powerful shift of energy can happen with that, along with taking it internally. I love putting it with my water. I'm a water drinker, love it so much. And my friends, we are in the time of being out in the sun, things like that. So a fun scoop for you with wild orange is if you make your own popsicles or icicles, adding a couple drops of wild orange to your creation, delicious. So my friends, wild orange is the essential oil of abundance. I wish you nothing but massive abundance.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, the Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag the Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.